Okay. I think we were up to Rav Papa. Correct me if I'm wrong. Okay. The 6, 7, 8 lines from the bottom of Yudaf Yitesman Aleph, Rav Papa, Yibim, Vechag Nola, Polig, Rav Shimon, Nola, Chag Yibim, Lo Polig. That, Ushkayach. That, Rav Shimon argues. He is matter that Yishav Shlohi Balamo, but in Nola Vachachachibim he is not. He doesn't hold the Zika Kiknusa thing against Rav Oshia. Vitavayu Narbanin Shirch. So why do we have two parts of the Mishnah? Both parts of the Mishnah are necessary for the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan have to tell us in both cases that Yishav Shlohi Balamo is Aser, both in Nola Vachachachibim and Yimachach Nola. Loves Rav Zukatani. Even though there's not really much of a chiddush to the first Mishnah for the Chachamim, because in the first Mishnah, if we already know in the second Mishnah that Yibim Chakar Nolad is Aser Kavachomer the first, yeah, that's sometimes the Mishnah does Lozuav Zukatani, tells not only one thing but something else, even though the first thing is obvious. Tani Kvasid Rapapit Yos Rav Oshia, and here's where, remember earlier we had Itosav Rav Oshia, here's where Itosav Rav Oshia, even though he was left in a little trouble earlier as well. That here is the real Tiyuvta. Shnei achim olam echadu meis echavim below vlad v'amra sheni zel lasus maim vimtov lo hispuk lasus maimar ad shenolad lo ach. Right, so one guy, Reuven died. Shimon didn't do anything in the Levi was born. Umeis harishonu yosef shemei shach shalai v'olam v'shniya ocholetzes o mesiyah bemes. So if Shimon dies without doing anything, then Reuven's wife and Levi was born. Reuven's wife is Eshedach Shul Hayyabo Olamo. Levi is totally gone. And Shimon's wife is a normal wife of Hayyabo Olamo, so regular Chalitza Yibim. Asabar Maimir Chachar Nolan Ach, Oshinol Lo Ach, Asabar Maimir Umeis, Harishon Yotzim Shem Eshedach Shul Hayyabo Olamo, Shinil Chaletzes Velo, Mishya Bemis. If Shimon didn't Maimir to Eshes Rishon, whether or not it was before or after Levi was born, then Eshes Reuven is Eshedach Shul Hayyabo Olamo Levi. And Eshes Shimon is through Maimar a tzara to her, so she's like a tzara midrabanan, because Maimar midrabanan, so it's cholatis lo miserbanis. Rabbi Shimon Omer biyaso chalitzah shalach neim poteres tzarasa. This idea we already had this machlokes of Shimon and the Chachamim in a slightly different language. One I'm going to go. Rabbi Shimon says that here it's talking about a case of. Shimon did Maimer, which Rav Shimon said is Safek Kinyan Gomer, and then Levi was born, so it's a Safek. If it's a Safek Kinyan Gomer, then maybe it is a Nolad V'Charkach Yibim, Yibim V'Charkach Nolad, and therefore he could do Yibim to either wife. Or maybe it's nothing, then he still do Yibim to Shimon's wife. Then the world explained what that means is. If you do B or Chalitza, one in that pocket of Tzara, Chalitza, Balas, Maimon, Lunif, or Tzara. Well, let's just put these on the board to make sure we follow. First case was, right, Reuven dies, and Shimon, Reuven dies, Levi born, Shimon dies, so what do we say? Eshes Reuven is Eshes Achiv Shelo Hayuva Olamo, and Eshes Shimon is Choletzes O Misya Bemis. Eshes Shimon is just a regular overlap with Levi. Eshes Reuven didn't overlap with Levi. This is the Chachamim, no problem. What about Reuven dies? Shimon does Maimer to Eshes Reuven, Levi born, and Shimon dies. So again, according to the Chachamim, no problem. Eshes Reuven is Eshes Achiv Shelo Hayuva Olamo, goes off scot free. Eshes Shimon, right? We get these, this lot and a half. We get a real tasty few bottles. All the complicated cases. Eshes Shimon is Saras Eishes Achiv Shlo Haya Bolamo Al Yidei Maimer, and Chachamim hold that Maimer equals Ishus Midrabanan, and therefore she's Choletzes Vilo Misyabemes, because she's Asura only Midrabanan. What does Reb Shimon say in this case? Reb Shimon says in this case, where the exact same case, he says Maimer is either Kinyan Gomer or nothing. Remember, he didn't hold it was a Kinyan Drabanan. He held it was Suffolk Kinyan Gomer, Suffolk nothing. So what does he say? He says Maimer is a Suffolk Kinyan or nothing. If Maimer is a Kinyan, then it's Yibeim Vachar Kach Nolad, because, and then, both are Zakukos to Levi. If Maimer is nothing, then Eishes Ruvain is classic Eishes Achiv Shlohoyu Ba'olamo, and Eishes Shimon is a regular Yavama. And therefore, we're not sure if Eishes Shimon is the regular Yavama, or if they're both regular Yavamos. And that's why he says, if you do Yubro Chalitza, one of them potters the other. He doesn't really mean that. Chalas Levinus Maimer, the Niftor Tzara, Baal's Maimer is Eishes Rishon. What he really means is, you do Yibum O Chalitza to Eishes Shimon, and then Eishes Ruvain is Niftara. Right, because Eishes Ruvain is Suffolk in the Zika. Eishes Shimon is definitely in the Zika. So he says, Cholot by this Maimer, if you do Chalitza at Eishes Ruvain, that doesn't pater Eishes Shimon. Because Eishes Ruvain might be Eishes Shimon below. If you do Chalitza at Eishes Shimon, that paters Eishes Ruvain. Great. Okay, so far, we're not getting to the Chufta yet. Kinsa Umeis, Yachak, Achno, Lach, Oshno, Lach, Achar, Kinsa Umeis, Shteim, Turis, Men, Chalitza. Here's the parts that's most relevant to us. Let us go back to, here we are. What's kinsa? What are the two cases? Kinsa umeis yachar no lo'ach, also no lo'ach. V'achar kach, kinsa umeis. Here is the case, what's kinsa umeis? Reuven dies. Kinsa umeis. Shimon, Yibeim, Eishes Reuven. And then Shimon dies. And then Levi is born. This is obvious, just a double Eishes Achiv Shlohoyi Ba'olamo. Levi was in Shimon's Olam or Reuven's Olam. So that's going to be Pashat. Even Rav Oshi would admit. Or, what was the second case? Reuven dies. Shimon, what was the second case again? Kinsa Nololo Ach, Yachar Kachmeis, great. Shimon Yibeim, Eishes Reuven, Levi born, and then. No, I got this wrong, right? I knew after I wrote it wasn't going to work. Levi is born, and then Shimon. Kinsa umeis v'yachar no lo'ach, o sh'no lo'ach v'yachar kach kinsa umeis. No lo'ach v'yachar kach kinsa. I'm not in the third case.
Okay.
This case we say, right, Eishes Reuven is Eishes Achiv sh'lo haya ba'olamo. Next case, third case. Shteim turos min ha'chalitza umin ha'yibam. Shteim turos min ha'chalitza umin ha'yibam. They're all, right, Eishes Reuven is a double Eishes Achiv Shlo Yamo. Eishes Shimon is a single Eishes Achiv Shlo Hayyabo Olamo. So that's Pashat. In this case, Eishes Reuven is Eishes Achiv Shlo Hayyabo Olamo. Eishes Shimon is in the Olam of Levi, but is Saras Eishes Achiv Shlo Hayyabo Olamo. So they're all Pashat. What's the third case? Third case is kinsa ben olach mechav mei shteim tzuros ben chalitza ben yibdei ramei rishim ben amrhol bom tzav behet of long little shots but iser miyam leiz mishiyot or chol is mehem shed yirza.
This one is according to your chav
and
Rabbi Shimon, or just the chav?
We'll see that in a second. Good question. So far I haven't said, right?
Yeah.
So, Reuven dies. This is what's called, of course, in the Lashon of our Sugya, Nolad Ve'achar Kech Yibin. Right? That's Roshi's Kiddush. And this is what's called Yibin Ve'achar Kech. Nolad, Reuven dies. Shimon Yibin. Ashes Reuven. Levi is born. And then Shimon dies. What do we say here? Rav Meir says, what? Now we see, by the way, the Chum is Rav Meir. Rav Meir says it's Ashes Achiv Shlohayu Ba'olamo. Because Levi was not in the Olam of, Levi was not in the Olam of Reuven, and then Shimon starts Ashes Shlohayu Ba'olamo, right? Ashes Achiv and Saras Ashes Achiv Shlohayu Ba'olamo. What does Rav Shimon says? Rav Shimon says, both wives are, or either wife is choletzes o misyabemes. This is Rav Shimon Shita. There's no eishes achiv shlohayu ba'olamo. So that's very clear. The Rav Meir, who's the Chachamim, and Rav Shimon argue in Yibim Chachanol, what the Gemara says. Habav is safe l'man katanila. Ile mother of Meir. Why do they have to separate the Sefer from the Reisha? What? Remember, the first two cases were in the Reisha. The third case was in the Sefer. Why did they have to separate them? Why couldn't they put them all together? Ile mother of Meir. According to Rav Meir, he says all three cases are the exact same sock. They're all Keturos, Menachalito, Min Hayib, and they're all Eshach, Shlohai, Balam. So he could have just mixed them in together. El Olav, Rabbi Shimon, it must be that Rabbi Shimon had to separate the Reisha from the Seifa. Uviyibin, v'chakach, no lo palik, v'chakach, yibin, lo palik, shma mina. That's the Tiyuvta. The Tiyuvta is, Rav Meir says the same thing in all three cases. Two, three. Says the same thing in all three cases. So he didn't need to separate them. Rav Shimon must need to separate them. Why did Rav Shimon need to separate them? It must be that in this case he's Mako, and in this case, even Reb Shimon agrees that she's an Ashes Achiv Shalohaya Ba'olamo. That is the Tiyuvta to Reb Oshia. And that, first case, obviously, that even Reb Oshia would agree. That's the Tiyuvta to Reb Oshia.
The,
it's one thing that Tosas asks a question that's actually, Tosas has two questions that answer each other. That actually makes the Mahalach of this Gemara read very well. First question is, why do you need this case? This case is obvious. Levi was born after Reuven and Shimon both died. He wasn't in anyone's olam at all. Like, what's the havlin? And the second question Tosas asks is, that's in the Rasko Kinsa, the Rasko Levin, they're both in Kinsa. The second question is, isn't this Brisa of the Reisha and Seifa the exact same structure as? As our Mishnah. The Mishnah also separated, first said, Nolah Chakach Yibim and didn't, and just said Stam, then brought Yibim Chakach Nolah and brought a Machlokas. So, in our Mishnah, we weren't Medayik that it must be Rosh Hashanah's Mode in the Reisha. So why in this bright soul of a sudden we're Medayik? In the Mishnah, we're very happy, said, no, Rosh Hashanah argued on both cases. He just waited for them to finish talking, then he argued. That's what Rav Oshia said. So, if Rav Oshia was very happy defending himself in the Mishnah, why can't you say this in the air? Rav Shimon just waited until they finished talking, and then, he argued. So why is this any better than the Mishnah? So, So, very pshat question, no lumbus involved. Tosfos gives a very brilliant answer. He says, I'll tell you why this is better than the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, Rav Shimon could have just argued on the Sefer, that's Rav Papa, or he could have argued on everything. That is Rav Oshia. And we couldn't prove either way. Everyone had their own shot in the Mishnah. But in the Braisa, here, no one can claim that Rav Shimon argues. In this case, even Rav Oshia admits that Rav Shimon agrees. After all, even if you'll Zika Kiknusa, Reuven's dead and Shimon's dead by the time Levi's born, that's for sure he's not fully belong. So in case one, Rav Shimon must agree, right? Rav Shimon agrees. In case three, Rav Shimon disagrees, right? Argues. Now, in case one, Rav Shimon agrees. In case three, Rav Shimon argues. How do they split the brisa? In the ratio, they put one and two. In safety, they put three. If there's already one where he agrees and three where he argues, then why put two in the ratio as opposed to the seifa? The diuk is not from the fact that there's a ratio and a seifa. The Mishnah also had a ratio and a seifa, and that doesn't prove anything. The diuk is that there's definitely a case where Shimon agrees, definitely a case where Shimon argues, and you could have drawn the line here and put case two with three, or you could have put case two with case one. If you put case two with case one, that proves that Shimon must agree about that case also. So that's why this is a better proof than the Mishnah, because it's not just a question, why did they split the ratio and seifa, or didn't they split the ratio and seifa? No, it's that we know they had to split it, because one, Rav Shimon agrees, and three, Rav Shimon argues. They could have put two with one or put two with three. The fact they chose to put two with one is a great proof that Rav Shimon must agree. That's how Tosus explains the, that's how Tosus explains the Mahalach. That's how Tosfos explains the Mahalach of the Gemara, and I think it's a very, very clever way to read the Gemara. Okay. Well, Rashi doesn't read the Gemara that way because according to Tosfos, the Rishon LaAvinu. Right, the question is, if it was just Rabbi Meir, he should have mixed the Rishon and Seifa. What Tosfos means is, he should have mixed two with three, instead of mixing two with one. Rashi says, it was Meir, Lervinu, Dimras, Lervinu, Lubavi, Lissim, Risha, Hachi, Kinsom, Esa, Hanol, Lach, Oshin, Olach, Nakar, Kinsom, Esa, Oshin, Kinsom, Olach, Nakar, Meshadim, Turos. Rashi says, he thinks that the Gemara's question, no, they should have mixed all three together. Then he lost Tosfos Chav. Tosfos says, the whole Chav of Gemara, we're not saying you should have mixed all three together. Nah, it doesn't prove anything. We're saying that you should have put two, mixed two with three instead of mixing two with one. That's a good proof. Rashi does not read it this way. The Chor for Rashi, it's a bit of a tzorim, why this is a better proof than the Mishnah. And even though Rashi doesn't defend himself, the Chor Rashi would say, this is a better proof than the Mishnah, because over here, in the Mishnah, it never says who argues with Rav Shimon. Over here, it says Rav Meir is the one who argues with Rav Shimon. So over here, if Rav Shimon also argued on the Reisha, maybe they should have said that that was only Rav Meir's opinion. So maybe that's how Rashi will tie up the Mishnah. But in any case, Tosfos is the nicer Shanson. Okay, that's now that we have the Tosfos, let's go on. Amar, now the merged analyzes. We're done. Rav Oshi is dead. Rav Papa wins. Amar, Amar Hashem lost my review to Lahis, but lost my review to Ashen Olo Achum Eis. Rishona Yotz Rishona Yishav Shalai. Olam Mishnei Ocholetz Moshe Bemis. It's just a funny lashon. Said the guy was trying to do a Mayim and he didn't have a chance to. Why is that relevant? He just didn't do anything. Is it relevant what he tried to do? So the Gemara is my Amar my lo speak. What does it mean he wanted to and didn't have a chance? Yavan Avi Lo Avi Lo. If he did, he did it. If not, not. Just skip Amar Lo Hispek. He didn't do a Mayim. Elo, what does it mean? Amat midaita, lohiz midaita, elo bal karcha. It's a remus in his price. He wanted to do a mayor, he wanted her to agree. And he wasn't able to get her to agree, so instead he did it against her will. Udolo, kerebi. So what do we see from here? That if you do a mayor against her will, does it count? No, because that doesn't count as mayor. Udolo, kerebi. This is against Rebbe. The Tanya. Also, mayor begins for shlomi daita, Rebbe, yomer kanu chum lo kanu. Right? Rebbe says a mayor bal karcha works. doesn't work. So, this Bryce says, implying the Chacham against Rebbe, that if he tried to do it, but didn't end up doing it the way he planned, and had to force it on her, it doesn't work. So that proves, like the Chacham against Rebbe. Now the Gemara is into a tangent. Nine times to Rebbe. What's Rebbe's reason? Why should Kedusha work so Midaita? Gomer mi biyad yivam. I biyad yivam balkarcha. Kedusha yivam balkarcha. He says, look, the actual Yibam works balkarcha. So therefore, the Maimer also works balkarcha. Say no, this is like a kind of kedushin, general kedushin. The woman has to agree, of course. So my brother Rav Yehuda agreed. But my kinefli, what's their machlokas? Mar sar mila divan mila divan avle meilav. Mar sar mila kedushin mila kedushin avle meilav. Okay. So what's the basis of machlokas? Rebbe the Chachamim. Rebbe holds you should learn in yana yivam from yana yivam. So you should learn maimer from the actual maisa yivam. Actual maisa yivam is kona bal karcha. Maimer is kona bal karcha. Chacham says no. Maimer isn't a maisa yivam. It's a maisa kedushin. So you should learn maimer from Kiddushin, just like Kiddushin only works as Midaita, likewise Maimer work only works if it is Midaita. So the Rebbe and the Chacham seem to be arguing about whether you should compare Maimer more to a regular Kiddushin, or you should compare it to Yibum. This seems to be Machlokas, a basic lumdus that comes up in all the sugyas of Maimer, which is, you know, what's the nature of this special takana called Maimer? Midar Raisa, only be as Kona Yivama. We know that Kesem and Sharon Yivama don't accomplish anything. Midra Banan, Maimer is Kona. So, the Rebbe and the Chacham seem to be arguing out when the Rabbanan made this takana that Maimer is Kona. Did they make this takana that Maimer is Kona as like an extension of Dina Yibam? Don't just do one step Yibam, do a two-step Yibam. Or as an extension of Kiddushin. Don't just do Yibam. Do Kiddushin besides Yibam. So it may be that what they're arguing about here is the nature of the takana of Maimer. If so, that would match very well the Pshat of Abaye later on in Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara coincidentally points out in Daf Nun Beis and Beis there's another machlokas Rebbe in the Chachamim. If you look at Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, in Tanya Idach about 60% of the way down, the first word in line is Klum. Tanya Idach Chachos into because of Kitcha. If you do Chalitza and then Mekadosh Tivama. Rebbe Omer Mekitchel Shem Isha Tzrichem and Aget Shem Yav Masayim Tzrichem and Aget. And then, so if you do Chalitza to Yervam and then Mekadosh, or we know after Chalitza, Shidom Mekadosh Yilavin, Kevin Shabana Shal Bo Yivna. So of course Kiddushin is don't face. But what if you do Kiddushin Yabmus? Maimer. What if you do Maimer after Chalitza? So Rebbe says you don't need to get it's not Chal. Chamer and Bein Shekizul Shem Ish, Bein Shekizul Shem Yabmus, you're going to get it is Chal. So they argue about whether Maimer is Chal after Chalitza. Amr, Yosei Mai Tamid Rebbe, Yasu Uka, Odu Benech Zei Gevasar Shalohein Delo Kani. So why does Rebbe think it's not chal? Because like someone who's like doing a kinyan on Nitzay Gerim's Hefker, picking up something Hefker and thinks it's his. He didn't know he didn't really mean to be Kona. I'm like, by him, he does dummy. That's not fair. He didn't want to be Kona her. He just said Maimer instead of said Kiddushin. Hello, Dami, lo odum Nitzay Gerim's Erkasav Shogar Acherhu, Dukani. No, this is like, you think you're picking up Hefker from Reuven, you're picking up Hefker from Shimon. Both admit you want to marry her, so why does Rebbe say the Maimer is not Chal? Chum say it is. El Amar Abaye, there are many Pshat. The first Hakam I skin, but normally it's casually Maimer Yivmin. He said to her, I'll be Mekadosh with Maimer of Yivama. Rebbe Sarver Maimer, you love Zika Karami. Vasai Chalitza Afkata Le Zika. Rabbanah Sarver Hai Luchudikai Vahai Luchudikai Mekara Ilo Amar Law, it's casually Maimer Yivmin. Hani Hashanah Yahani. What's the Machlokes? Rebbe says Maimer is something that specifically builds on Zika. Maimer is a step up from Zika. Maimer is something you do to enhance your Zika. So therefore, after Chalitza, there's no Zika. So Maimer doesn't work. Because Maimer only works if there's a Zika. That's Maimer, you love your Zika, Rami. The Chachamim hold that Hailachudika by Hailachudika. Maimer is a separate Inyan from Zika. Maimer has nothing to do with Maimer, it's a separate thing. So, if there's a Yivam and you say, I want to be Mekadoshi with Maimer, it works. As a separate independent entity, so even if you do Chalitza and you're basically unrelated people, it should also work as a separate entity. L'chor the Chum would say, even if you meet a strange girl on the street and say, Skakli Maimer, Yivmin, it should work. That's an unrelated entity. So, according to Abaye, then Abaye's Pshat, he doesn't tie this into what we're discussing. But Abaye's Pshat works very well for, works very well. That's actually going to come up. Abaye's Pshat works very well for what we're discussing. According to Abaye, Rebbe holds that Maimer, Ilove Zika, Harami, and Chachamim hold, right? Hi, Lechude Kai. Vahai Lechude Kai. So, what are the two now? What Rebbe is basically saying is that it's part of Yivam. Therefore, it only works on a Yivama. Chachamim say no. It's a separate Kedushin. And therefore, it works even after Chalitza. Then it makes a lot of sense. In our sugya, Rebbe says that we learn Yibam from Yibam, right? And therefore, it's Chal Shalomi Daita. Right. Learn Maimer from Yibam. Let's say it that way. And it's Chal Shalomi Daita. And Chachamim say, we learn Maimer from Kiddushin, and therefore it only works if it's Midaita. Because I'm all that Maimer is not a new Chalos. Maimer is just Kiddushin that you happen to do to a Yavama. Maimer is Kiddushin that you do to a Yavama. Rebbe says, no. Maimer is part of the process of Yibam. You have Zika, then you do Maimer, then you do Yibam. So Rabbi uses it as part of the Yibam process, Midrabanan. Chachamim view it as a Kiddushin Midrabanan, and the girl happens to be a Yavama. This perspective of Abaye is not so pashut, but if you look a little higher in Daflon Beis and Beis, the end of the fourth line, by Rav Chananya. Chananya is an interesting question. What if a Yavam does Maimer to Yavama, and then he writes a get, say, this get is uprooting the Zika but leaving the Maimer. Or this get is uprooting the Maimer but leaving the Zika. Right? Can he relate them as two totally different things? Mahu. Either way, it only be Drabbanan. A get Drabbanan eliminates the Maimer, because Maimer is Drabbanan, so a special get for a Maimer eliminates it. And a get Drabbanan ruins the Zika. Right? It makes it a Drabbanan version of Kevin Shlabana. Now you can't do Yibam anymore. So, Mahu. Maimer loves Zika Karami. You have like in Garish Chatzi Isha. Garish Chatzi Isha loves the plum. Well, Dilma Elechudika Vadechudika. He has the exact same question. Is Maimer a step built on Zika, and therefore you have no right to divorce half your relationship with your wife? Or no, Maimer is separate from Zika. They're two separate things. So that is Rav Chananya's question. Why don't you learn from Rava? Rava says, if you give a get only for the Maimer, it uproots the Maimer and leaves the Zika. And you can still be Miyab Mitzorah and maybe even her. The Rav Shidle, the Rav Chananya Yibarile, my take. Rav Chananya never answered this question, even though Rava does. And this exact question of Maimer Ilov Zika Karami versus Hai Lechude Kai, the Hai Lechude Kai, Rava says, what's another Nafkamina? Another Nafkamina is, if Maimer Ilov Zika Kai, then you can't divorce Maimer without Zika, or Zika without Maimer. If Hai Lechudikai by Hai Lechudikai, then you can divorce Maimer just Maimer, or you can divorce just the Zika and leave the Maimer. You can divorce each part separately. There are two separate relationships you have. You have Zika, and then you also have Maimer. How do we paskin in this machlokas? So, Rava paskin this way. For Rava, it makes perfect sense. Right? Rava, because we pass like the Chachamim. Right? So, for Rava, it makes perfect sense. We pass like the Chachamim. The Chacham holds Hai Lechudikai, the Hai Lechudikai, that Maimer is not a Chalos Yibam. Maimer is a Kiddushin, right? Maimer is a Kiddushin done to a Yavama. It's just a funny word for Kiddushin done to a Yavama, but Maimer is a Kiddushin. And therefore, we pass like the Chacham needs Das, and then it makes sense that we pass in Hai Lechudikai, the Hai Lechudikai, and Rava in fact says that it would be Pashat
that if you did Maimer after Chalitza would still be Chal, because just a Kiddushin. That's later on in the Gemara, it goes a little further, but not necessary for us now. And Rava thinks you can write a get, say, I'm leaving the Zika, I'm uprooting the Maimer. I'm leaving the Maimer and uprooting the Zika, because they're two separate Chaluyos.
And according to the Tzalkun Chachamim, can you do Maimer to a Kiddushin?
Look,
it's he. I mean, on the one hand, it's saying the Lechul, but Lechor, it has to be only in the case of the Avon.
So,
it's not a general kind of mimer for the whole world.
I would like to say that you could do mimer to Pnuya also. After all, if you could do mimer after Chalitza, isn't that the same as a Pnuya? Now, obviously, it doesn't look the same to people. So, I think that mimer should be Chal and a Pnuya also. Can I prove that? No, I can't. I can't prove that, but I think it would make sense. You should be able to do Maimer of Pnuya also. Why not? Maimer is a Kiddushin.
The structure of what you're saying, it makes perfect sense.
But you just think it's a reductio ad absurdum because you don't think it's true.
Yeah, but don't we say sometimes when you're misasek b'inyone Kiddushin, you give us something so it's understood, so you can say also that when it does Maimer, it's iske kiddushin, so it isn't specifically for this normal case. It's a general dibur of kiddushin, therefore.
Not impossible. Not impossible. Anyway, it's my intuition is against your intuition, in which case you don't have a question on me, unless you go and actually find Makor. Okay. You have all day. You have all lifetime. Rav Chananya is a little misupik about this, right? Rav Chananya leaves a b'teku. He's not sure. L'chor Rav Chananya knows we pass like the Chachamim. Everyone knows how we paskin. So Rav Chananya is not sure. Right? That's a suffix according to Rav Chananya. How could Rav Chananya be misupik to say, Maimri lovi zika karami? So basically, here we have, for Rava, it makes sense. We say like the Chachamim. What's the Lashon of the Chachamim by us? The Lashon of the Chachamim by us is, let me just find it. Mili de Kiddushin. Mili de Kiddushin. That it's Mili de Kiddushin. And Rava Paskins that Hai Lechude Kai. Then it's very consistent. That means that Maimar is a Kiddushin, which happens, quote unquote, to be done to a Yavama. The Rav Chananya is not so clear about this. Rav Chananya is Mesopek, when he's not sure how he holds, that he would still agree with the Chacham Lechora, that it's called Mili de Kiddushin, but he would say, Maimar Ilave Zika Karami, that it's not a separate thing. It's part of the Yibam relationship. So according to the other side of Rechanan Yisafik, again, he left it to take it, he didn't say for sure. So what's Pshat in the Chachamim? If the Chacham admit that Maimar Ilave Zika Karami, Maimar is not a separate independent Chalos. Maimer is just an extension of the Zika. Then why does he call it Mili de Kiddushin and learn from Kiddushin? So Lechor, and the Rav said this, it comes from a slightly different angle, Lechor of Chananya would hold is that the Chalos Maimer is a step of the Yibam. Maimer is part of the Yibam process. That's what Chazal were talking. You should do the Yibam process in two steps. Do Maimer and then do Yibam. But the Maisa has to be a Maisa Kiddushin. Could be the result of Maimer is that it's Yilam Yibam Karam. The result of Maimer is that it's part of the process of Yibam. It's an enhanced Zika working its way up to Yibam. But still, the process is you have to do a Maisa Kiddushin. And what does a Maisa Kiddushin mean? A Maisa Kiddushin means if
You have some, you give someone something, and they, you give someone something and they agree to enter a certain commitment, the Maisei Kedushin is a meeting of the minds. It's some sort of commitment between the people. And therefore, it's not even a process of Kedushin if you don't have her das. In which case, I guess what I'm trying to say is that over here, according to Rava, which is the way we paskin, the Machlokes, Rebbe and Chachamim, is about the relationship between Yibam and Maimer. Rebbe says it's part of the Yibam process. We paskin, no, it's not. It's Hailechudikoy. According to the Sofiger of Chananya, no. Everyone agrees that is part of Yibam. The Machlokas is can you have a Maisa Kedushin without Das? Rebbe says, look, the Rebbe says, look, it's part of the Yibam process, they were talking to do a Maisa Kedushin, but you don't need Das for Yibam. I'm saying, we know you don't need Das for Yibam, we know this is part of the Yibam process, but giving someone money and then accepting it doesn't mean anything if they don't have Das. Alright, so that's two ways to understand the Machlokes of the Chachamim. Either, like Abayi would say, like Rava might agree, they argue whether it's a separate halos or part of the process of Yibam, in which case it works out very well. Rav Chananya seems to think, no, could be everyone agrees that it's part of the process of Yibam. Zika, Yibam, Maimri, Lovi, Zika, Karami. Machlokes seems to be more in the process. Rebbe says, well, if it's part of Yibam, then you don't need Das. The Chacham saying, no, it's part of Yibam. They said, do a Maisa Kedushin. It's not called a Maisa Kedushin without Das. That's what the Rav suggests. Okay, so that's a little bit of an introduction to the concept, or at least to the conceptual nature of Maimer. The Maisa we pass like Rava, so we seem to pass him pretty straight out, that we'll like the Chachamim, Hai Lechudikai, that Maimer is a totally separate Chalos from the Zika of Yibam. It's just a pure Kedushin, which the Chacham has said, do Kiddushin also. Don't just do Yibam, also do regular Kiddushin. And the Drabbanah will make this regular Kiddushin Chal, in which case it makes sense that A, Maimur would work even if there's no Zika. B, in our Suga, Maimur needs Das, it's Kiddushin. And C, in arguing for Chananya's Teku, that you can divorce the Maimur without the Zika, you can divorce the Zika without a Maimur. It's just a separate Chalos that the Rabbanim wanted to have for tznius reason. They didn't like the idea of people jumping into bed together. So they said, we'll leave you the way it is. Just do a separate chalos of Kedushin. Back to our Gemara. Now the Gemara is going to explain something we were explaining Toch Kedei. sorry. The Gemara says, which one's beer chalitza pots or the other one? Or which case it? If you change the case where the brother was born, then you did a mimer. If the lady was born before Shimon did a mimer, then that's nola v'charkach mimer. So regardless of what Maimer is, no Lacharkach Yibam, of course, Rav Shimon wouldn't allow you wouldn't say this is Zika. Ella, so Maimer, Chagin, Olo, Ach, Cholot, Vavis, Maimer, Lo, Nifter, Tzar, Mai, Tamish, Adavi, Tzar, Vad, Vavis, Maimer, Safi, Gain, Safi, Motsi, Midei, Vadai. Okay, we'll just hazard that because I already erased everything.
Wait.
I erased some of the things. Okay, let's just scholar this difficult case of Maimer. Remember, Rav Shimon is Masochek, he definitely doesn't think Maimer is a partial each of the Rabbanan, it's either nothing or everything. So he's saying, if Rav Shimon's arguing in the case of Nolad Rechakach Maimer, meaning Reuben dies, Levi born, Shimon does Maimer to Ashes Ruvain, and then Shimon dies. Then it doesn't make sense, because what's Maimer? Maimer is either Kenyan Gomer or nothing. If Maimer is nothing, then Reuven died, Shimon died, there's no Yibam at all, then this is, then for sure, Ashes Reuven is Ashes Achiv Shlohayib Olamo, because there was never a Yibam. And if Maimer is Kenyan Gomer, then it's no lad fa'achar kach yibin. So it's still Ashes Achiv Shlohayib Olamo, because in this very price we were Mosev Rav Oshia, and we proved our papa, so it's Ashes Achiv Shlohayib Olamo either way. So of course Ashes Reuven is not Tzukukalo. So that can't be the case. Rather, what's the case? The case is Reuven dies, Shimon does Maimer, Levi is born, and Shimon dies. In this case, if Maimer is nothing, then no one was ever Miyav Ashes Reuven. Ashes Reuven is still waiting. So then for sure, Ashes Reuven is Ashes Achiv Shlohaya Ba'olamo, because Shimon never married her. But luckily, Ashes Shimon, she's a kuka, because Maimer is nothing, so there's no Inyan of Tsar here. If Maimer is Kenyan Gomer, then this is a case of Yibim Fiachar Kach Nolad. First Shimon's Yabim, Kenyan Gomer, and then Levi is born. So in which case, Ashes Reuven, the fear of Shimon, and Ashes Shimon are both Zakukos, because they're both Ashes Shimon. So that's exactly, I said it must be the second case, and why do we say that, again, Bilas Maimer is Ashes Reuven, Sar is Ashes Shimon, why do we say if he did Chalitz Ashes Reuven, it doesn't matter Ashes Shimon, because Ashes Shimon is Vadai Zakuka, Ashes Reuven is Safek Zakuka. Obviously, a Chalitz of a Safek can't be Pater someone who needs a Vadai Chalitza. Okay, now we're up to the end of the sugya, which actually the beginning gets to what Rav Shimon has been talking about the whole time. What do we know from Rav Shimon the whole time? Now let's erase this part of the board. What's Rav Shimon's basic shita? Now we can forget about Rav Oshia. Rav Shimon has a basic shita. It's a case of nolad. No, that's not okay. It's a case of yibim ve'achar kach nolad. Rav Shimon says, right, Hoel, Umitsa'a, the heter, that it is mutter. Right? And the Chachamim say it's Ashes Achiv, Shlohaya Ba'olamo. So what's the Achlokas? Yosef, Rav, Menasher, Zvid, Tamed, Rav, Funim, Yosef, Kamer. My time to Rav Shimon. What's Rav Shimon's reason? My time to Rav Shimon, Kamer, time, a whole of Umitsa'a, Hetzel, Umdol, Shachs, Be'isser. We know Rav Shimon's reason is, when Levi was born, he found her beheter. She was already married to Shimon. She wasn't Ashes. She's now Ashes Achiv Shlohaya Ba'olamo. Right? He found her to be Ashes Achiv Shlohaya Ba'olamo. What does that mean, Mitzvah beheter? Levi found her as Ashes Shimon. Shlohaya Ba'olamo. Not as Ashes Reuven. It was already post Yibam, right? No, not like Roshia. Not Ashes Reuven. So that's pretty clear, at least we think. Elamite Tamid Rabbanan. What's the reason for the Rabbanan? Amar Krav Lakachtolo Isha VeYivma. It's a drash from the pasuk. Obviously, pshat of the pasuk is what's the relationship between Lakachtolo Isha and VeYivma? Shana the Pasuk says Lukachlo two verbs. Lukachlo Isha Vigidma. Pashim Shana the Pasuk, what's the relationship between those two actions? The same thing. The same thing in different words. He should marry her, and that is how he's miyabim her. It's the same thing in two different words. That would be a nice asmachta, the Indian of Myanmar. I don't know if anyone points that out. I'm sure someone must, because it's nice.
But the drash is ulukachlo leisha. After all, often drash is very fascinating. We think of drash as non-literal. Often drash is based on reading things too literally, right? Because if you read things too literally, that's not what they mean. That's already drash, right? If you read things too literally, then, well, it says one thing first and then the other thing, right? So first one thing, then another thing happens. So that's, here's the, we darshan by reading too literally. Ulukacha lo leisha, v'yibma. He marries her, and then he's miyabim her. What does that mean? It means adayin yibumin. Harishonim aleha. Even after Shimon marries Eishes Reuven, he is still on an ongoing parsha of Yibam. It's not now Eishes Shimon. It's not that Reuven's over and now it's Eishes Shimon. No, there's still an ongoing Eishes Reuven. It's not, he didn't, later was born and found, oh, Shimon has a wife. He was born and found, Shimon has a wife who's also Reuven's wife. The Eishes Reuven status continues. The Eishes Reuven status continues. Then, obviously, that is Adayin Yibumin Harishonim Aleha, meaning she's still Eishes Reuven Shelo Haya Be'olamo. Now, the Gemara is going to say, Elohadadan Kinsari Ishtel Holdovar. Don't we know that once Shimon does Yibam, it's like his regular wife for all purposes? Two chidushim. He can divorce her with a get without chalitza if she wants to marry Nishok, and he can even remarry her. Okay, the remarrying her might be a big chidush or might not be a big chidush, depending on whether Yibam was hutra or dehuya in the first place. Yibam was hutra all along, it's not a chidush. Yibam dehuya along, it's a chidush. Until now, it was just a dehuya in this Yibam. Now it's totally over, forget about Reuven, but the first part is for sure a chidush. Shimon says, I'm going to do the mitzvah of Yibam. I changed my mind, I'm going to divorce her. Okay, maybe now she needs chalitza to get married in the shuk. He didn't have any babies with her. He wasn't making shame Reuven. Maybe she didn't need chalitza. No! Once he marries her, she can go to the shuk without chalitza. The whole parsha is over. What is this showing? This is showing that obviously she's not the Eishes Reuven anymore. Because then how could she remarry without chalitza? And how could Shimon bring her back and not worry about Eishes Zach, perhaps? So, why don't we say, nope, it's still Eishes Reuven. It's still the parsha of Yibam is continuing. And she should need chalitza to marry in the shuk. So why doesn't she need chalitza? Because she's still Eishes Reuven. Shani also no recall the kachulisha. No, because there they have a pasuk that says that's not a svara. Misvara would have said that's a pasuk that kachulisha. The extra word leisha came in shalacha nasis keishto lechol davar. That the this is a drash which is just really just elucidating pasuk pshat. Well, kachulisha, he takes her for a wife. That implies that once he takes her, she's a regular wife. So too, Ulukach Lelisha, now she's Eishes Shimon. Whoever, what's Reuven? So, Hakaz Rechonu Yibma, it says V'yibma. So it's a stiro, my royce, Mistaba, Shadi Atera, Atera, Shadi Yisura, Yisura, so the Chacham have no problem. Shadi Atera, Atera, Yisura, 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 Eishach Shloi V'olamo. There is some Isra on the books of Eishach Shloi V'olamo. There is some heter that a Yavam is supposed to be a Yavi. So clearly, if Reuven died, you know, and then Lev was born later, clearly Shimon's the Heter guy, and Lev is the Isser guy. So therefore, we put the Isser pasuk on Lev and the Heter pasuk on Shimon. From Shimon's perspective, Nases Keishto Lechol Davar. But from Lev, that's within Shimon's own house. From Levi's perspective, Adayin Bumna Rishon Aleha. And when he's born, he finds her. Obviously, she's also Eishes Shimon, but she's also Eishes Reuven, and therefore, she's also Eishes Achim Shlohaya Be'olamo. The Ula Rav Shimon, the Rehol Bam, and some had the okay, so that's the Chachamim. Apparently, the Chachamim have this drasha of Yibma. Rav Shimon doesn't have this drasha of Yibma, right? So Rav Shimon just says, no, Matzah Beheter. So they argue whether they have this drasha of Yibma, and to be more than the drasha of Yibma, if you're not. Now the Gemara really gets to Rav Shimon's. To Rav Shimon Svara. What is Rav Shimon's real Svara? Rav Shimon Damar Holbom and Sovahet Lom Dol Shachas Be'itzer Elamiata Achoso Me'imo Shin Asa Achid Me'aviv Ve'achakar Nolot Achu Meis Tis Yadin Holbom and Sovahetter says, hold on, forget about Eishes Achiv, Eishes Reuven. What if he was a different Erva, right? What if it was his maternal sister? Right? Levi, who's not born yet, has a maternal sister who Reuven or Shimon marries, right? And then Levi's born, he finds her, better. He doesn't find her as a sister. He finds her as Eishes Reuven. Then when Reuven dies, you should be able to do Yibam. The principle should be, anyone who's your Arayus, if you're born already, you find Behetu, that they're Eishes Shimon, or Eishes Reuven, and Shimon dies, then you should be able to do Yibam. So why doesn't Rav Shimon matter all 15 Arayus? Why is he only matter Eishach Shlohei Ba'olamo? After what's his principle? His principle is, if I'm born and I find that someone is Eishes Shimon, then for me, that's Heter, Zeshach of Shayyab Olamo. So the Gemara says, how can that be? She's still a sister, that doesn't disappear. So, Mimon of Shach, that was basically reductio ad absurdum. Obviously, you know, whatever, you know, if Shimon marries roommate, marries Levi's mother, you know, you're not going to say that now Mitzvah Heter and he can marry his mother. So likewise, where did that disappear to? So what is the Gemara saying? No, it's different. Obviously, Rav Shimon's not being matur any erva. Rav Shimon's only being matur Eishes Ach because Eishes Ach is Isura de Isla Hetera. That is, Rav Shimon, it has something with the fact that Eishes Ach is Isura de Isla Hetera. What does that mean? What is Rav Shimon's actual svara? Where did Eishes Ach go? It has a heter, right? The Gemara ends with a good question. Where did the Isser of Eishes Ach go? Like, it's very nice to know that he found her as Eishes Shimon and Eishes Reuven. Right? It's very sweet to talk about that. But the Maisa, she's still Arayus to him. It's very nice that now Reuven's parsha is over and now Shimon took over. But you know what? When it comes to Arayus, doesn't matter how many people took over in between. Arayus is still Arayus, right? If my brother's married to someone, and then she marries another guy, and then another guy, and then another guy, and after 12 husbands later, I still can't marry her no matter what happens, because Isuri Arayos lasts forever. So what does it mean by Eishes Ach? What is this heter? Hai Isura de Isla. Isla? Islay, right. Isura is masculine. De Islay hetera.
What's actually the question?
Zera Kasu that's allowed.
Zera Kasu,
what's allowed?
Eishes Ach.
What do you mean? Hold on. Reuven, that's a regular case. Right. I understand. There's Reuven and Shimon. Reuven dies, Zera Kasu, the Shimon's me out. Me and Eishes Ach. I'm talking about the case of Yibam Mechakach Nolad. Reuven died. Shimon does Yibam. Levi's born. Is there a Zera Kasu that the Eishes Ach of Reuven is allowed? No, the Zera Kasu is the Eishes Ach of Shimon is allowed, right?
I mean, feel free to disagree wherever you want. But where is the, let's just read the history, right? Everyone ready for the history and figure out where the heter is. Here is Reuven dies, right? Let's even, Reuven marries Rachel, Reuven dies. Shimon is Miyavim Rachel, right?
That's where the
heter
is.
No, the heter is. Oh, hold that thought for a second. Levi is born, and now Shimon dies. Now, if you want to know where's the heter of Eishes Ach of Shimon, that's obvious. That's Ki Yeshu Achim Yachtov. Levi and Shimon were Yeshu Yachtov. Levi is the Chi of Yibam Klavi Shimon. My question is, where's the heter of the Eishes Ach of Reuven? After all, if she was Eishes Shimon and Achoso, there'd be no heter of Achoso. That's the whole point of the first mishnah, the 15 Arayis. If she's Eishes Ach and something else, then that's the 15 Arayis. So why she's Eishes Ach and Eishes Ach, is that different? So, what does Yoni say?
As soon as Shimon did Yibam with her, she became an Eishes Ach of heter to Shimon, making her in turn an Eishes Ach of heter to Levi as well.
How did it become an Eishes? How did becoming heter to Shimon make her heter to Levi as well?
Because that removed her Eishes Ach from Reuven Bichlav, and therefore when Levi...
Brilliant. Okay. So do you know who you're quoting?
No.
L'chora? Okay. So one shot is, when is this Hetera? The Hetera is Chal right there. What's one shot? One shot is that Gzeres HaKosov Sheyibumo Shel Shimon Matir Isser Eishes Ach of Reuben. Where is the Xeris HaKosov that Shimon Yivam takes away Eishes Ach? And what we read today? Where is, how do we know the Yivam of Shimon takes away Eishes Ach? Maybe it's just okay because he's doing the mitzvah. What do we read? Ulakachal, continue. Not for Yibam, for Yibam would be that. Ulakachal Isha, right? That's, I don't know, I think that's what Yomi meant. Implicit in.
And I'm saying a little more of a svara than Xeris HaKosov.
You're saying a svara. The svara is.
And when Shimon is even with her, she's no longer Bechlal, Isha Saf of Ruin.
You see, I would very. I thought I would say that for like a month. Mm-hmm. Then I realized that's a problem. Because what? Why? You're saying when Shimon does Yibam, now he took over Isha. There's
that
no reason.
That Isser Isha Sach, Shaif to Reuven, totally was.
Because?
Pakah from Rachel.
Because?
Because he was able to do Yibam with her matter.
And on the street. Because part of when the Torah says Yibam, part of it is it's erasing the Isser Isha Sach. And when you go through with it, that erases the Isser Isha Sach. Okay, good. So I'll just back it up with the Xeris HaKosov. Okay, it's always better to have a Xeris HaKosov if you happen to have one on the page. That sounds like what Tosas might be saying. Ha'isur Dislay Tera, the Paka Isser Eish Shasach. Isser Eish Shasach is Paka. Why? The Yochlach Zirulach Shagirsha. Because we see that, look, Lamech Magarsha Magedamach Zira. Chihechi, the Paka Legabi Didei Isser Eish Shasach. Just like Isser Eish Shasach is Paka from Shimon. Paka Nam and Gabi Achanol, it's also Paka from Levi. Now it's only Eish Shimon, Eish Shahaya, Be, Eish Shahaya, Be Olamo. So that might sound a little like what Tosas is saying. That at the moment of Yibam, Eish Shach is Paka. I hate you taste at the moment of Yibam, that makes Eish Shach be Paka. That's the din of Lukavul Eish of Yibam. And that's why if Levi was born first, that would be fine. But Isser wasn't Paka yet. But if Levi is born second, that's called finding your behetzer, because it's after it was Paka. This seems to be the Shita of Tosfos. Okay, anyone have an alternate shot where the heter is?
That's why I asked. The first thing when I read it, I guess that's Rashi, is that what he's saying is that the Iser of Eish Shasach is, there are places where it's mutter. In plain Yavam, it's mutter. All right, Achot, the marry your Achot, is, there's no place you ever find it to be mutter.
Okay, but so what?
So I understood the language of the Gemara to say that.
You're right. You are reading Rashi correctly. Rashi right. Says, "Dibra Maschil Isra Achotu Lesh Leheter Isra Ishach Is Leheter Kshe'im Obani." There's a heter of Yibam when there's no kids. But so what? So fine. The Isra Ishach of Reuven theoretically has a heter.
Right.
But why should Levi have a heter in it?
It's not.
You're right. It's something that's had a heter in the world. Remember, Levi doesn't have a chiv Yibam to Reuven because he wasn't his olam. Mm-hmm. So just. Back yourself up a little.
I think Rashi is saying that as soon as he dies, as soon as Reuben died, the Isser of Eshedach is gone.
That cannot be. Why?
If he has no children.
That cannot be. Why? Because then Nola Rechachi Yibim should also be Motzik Zimitzah Behetzer, right? If Reuben's death took away Eshedach, then even Nola Rechachi Yibim should be okay, and he shouldn't even need Zika Kiknusa.
So Rashi adjusts it and says it goes away vis-a-vis those brothers that exist, Shimon, he says, and then Levi comes along, it's just Mikoach Shimon.
Okay.
But the Isser went away vis-a-vis Shimon.
So what you're saying is...
So two steps.
Excellent. So you're saying this is another Lekach L'Isha V'Yibma. Rashi's saying that. It's not you don't need a special Xeris HaKosov. Rashi's saying it's very partial. What's the Hetera? The Hetera is not for Tosfos. The Hetera is... Ulakacha lo leisha. For Rashi, the hetera is the mitzvah of Yibam is the hetera. The very mitzvah of Yibam is the hetera. I mean, the nefil of the Yibam is the hetera, right?
Or could we sing along the lines of Ziga Kaknusa?
No, because we rejected that, so that would be a little hard. You know, I don't want to go back there after we just read. So what's Rashi saying? Right? Let's call this Tosfos. Let's see if we can understand. Rashi is saying a totally different part. Hanefila harishona matir eishes ruvein matira eishes ruvein l'shimon. Right, that's clear.
Eg Isla Teira means Shimon had a heter from the very Nefilah. Shimon had a heter, but Levi didn't, because Levi wasn't Ba'olam. So the answer is you're right. Levi doesn't really have this heter at all. Unless Levi is doing what? Is doing Yibum for Shimon, because that's the whole point of Yibum for Shimon. Yakim al Shem Achiv HaMeis. Again, Shudah shall make her mean to give a baby is called Shem Achiv HaMeis. But the Drashi say that Mikvot Ziyot they shoot that means the Yavam is called Shem Achiv HaMeis. So if Levi's being Yavim for Shimon, then Levi takes over Shimon's history. For Levi, it's a Shachshulay HaYabolamo. But Levi's not being Levi now. Levi's being Shimon now. That's the whole point of what he's doing. He's being Yavim for Shimon. So he says, and the Levi, right? What's the literal lashon? Levi nichnas b'makom Shimon al yedei mitzvahs yibam eisha Shimon. Right? That's what Rashi. What's the catchphrase, Rashi? Shlishi mikoach sheni huba. Shlishi. Mikoach Shemiba. There is no matter for Levi. The heter is for Shimon. Then we know. Esur Isla Teira means this is Esur that was mattered for Shimon. It was mattered for Shimon, yeah, but Levi's being Shimon. That's what he's trying to do here. Yakum al Shimon Chiv HaMeis. I mean, there wouldn't be a heter for Levi if he didn't have a mitzvah even for Shimon, but of course he does. That's the whole point. If he didn't have a mitzvah even for Shimon, then he wouldn't be marrying her anyway. He wouldn't have a habmin anyway. That's Rashi's pshat. Rashi's pshat, the heter is the heter of Shimon. This is the famous two pshatim. There's a third pshat I noticed in the Rishash Alatar. The Rishash has a third pshat. In one way, it's like Rashi. Rashi and the Rishash.
What?
In one way, it's like Rashi, but it's different. According to Rashi, according to the Rishash, what's the heter here? Anyone figure out pshat in the Rishash? I'll read it to you. Tell me if you see how it's different from Rashi and Tosfos. If I can find in the Ozvah Hadar. Is it in the Leket in the Ozvah Hadar, like Yalta before? Oh no, it's on the bottom of Yalta before. Okay, Gevaldik. Says the Rishash. He says, where am I? Near the Farish. Isra Ishis Achmi Elv, he tira Torah Mokum Mitzvah Sibon. Rab Shalohi Bolomo retorted to Lech Mitzvah Yibam, Lechain Umele Kamalim Yisr Ishtach, Adlech Shinoch Meyach Vashem, Yishoy Bolomo, the Ika Mitzvah Yibam, Hari Doche Isr de Ishis Ach. What's Matur the Isr Ishis Ach here? According to Tosos, what's Matur is Gzir Skasal Kachal Elisha. According to Rashi, what's Matur is the Yibam of Shimon to Ishis Ruvain. According to the Rishash, what's Matur the Ishis Ach? Didn't leave myself much room for the Rishash. According to the Rishash, what's matter? The Rishash says, mitzvahs yibam eisha shimon matir isher eishas ach shel Reuven and Shimon. That what Levi now has a mitzvah to be miyavim isha Shimon, right? Shimon died. Levi is a mitzvah of yibam. The mitzvah is miyavim. The mitzvah of yibam is matir the isher
v'isha sach. How is it different from shlishi b'mikoshim?
The chiddush the Rishash said the mitzvah of yibam for one brother is matir the isha sach of a different brother. That's the chiddush. It's not that Shimon's mitzvah, for the Rashi, Shimon's mitzvah Yibam was matir. And Levi's mikoach Shimon. For the Rishash, no. Levi's mitzvah Yibam is matir. Levi's a mitzvah to do Yibam. We thought until the Rishash that the mitzvah Yibam was only matir the Eshazach of that brother. No, the mitzvah Yibam can matir two Eshazach, can matir three Eshazach. This Shimon, the Yachad. The mitzvah of Yibam can be matter a million Eshazach. So it's all the same Eser of Eshazach. As long as it's all the same Eser of Eshazach, what's the difference if it's Eshazach once or Eshazach twice?
Why
the mitzvah of Yibam is matter Ishasach. So the fact that Levi is a mitzvah of Yam Ishashimon is matter the Ishasach of Shimon. And Kvar, it's matter the Ishasach of Reuven also. Why not?
But if you're
going to
say that you have to be
motivated
that it's being matter in
Ishasach Shalei Abulamo. Yes, the
mitzvah of Yibam can be matter Ishasach Shalei Abulamo. But we know that Ishasach and Ishasach Shalei Abulamo are two totally qualitatively different Isurim.
That's what you thought until now. Perhaps. But the Rishash is saying that. The Rishash is saying no. Eishach Shalohi Balam, that's what he says. From Daikin's Lashon, he says, really, there's nothing terrible about Eishach Shalohi Balam. You know why you can't be on Eishach Shalohi Balam? Just as it says in the Mitzvah, say Ki Yishrach Miyachtav. And if you wrote Yoshev Yachtav, then you don't have a Mitzvah of Yibam. There's nothing wrong with Eishach Shalohi Balam. You just happen to not have a Mitzvah, say, to be moderate. There's nothing terrible about Eishach Shalohi Balam. You just don't have a Mitzvah. I'll read it again. The Israel Ishtach Me'av Hutra Torah Mokum Mitzvah Yibam. As long as Mitzvah Yibam, you can be Yabim as many Ashes Achs as you want. Rak. Bishlo Hayyab Olam or Matorah Delek Mitzvah Yibam. Lachin Umeil Kamlu Yisrael Ishtach. There's no special Ishtach Me'av Hutra Hayyab Olam. It's just that there's no Mitzvah Yibam if you weren't the Olam. And if there's no Mitzvah Yibam, then nothing can be Matar Ashes Ach. The Atik Shanov Dar Meshay. But now that she fell from Shonim to Mitzvah Yibam, Shahayyab Olam, the Ika Mitzvah Yibam, clearly Levi has a Mitzvah Yibam to Shimon. How are you doche iser de ishazach? The like when you say asher mishum da atol a shnei pa misur ishazach. Even double ishazach, don't say over here she is double ishazach. No, didn't Kaila said ever call you a shnei pa min. No, that even if everyone was ba'olam, everyone was ba'olam. They're all triplets. Reuven dies, Shimon's b'yabim, Shimon dies. Levi can be b'yabim, isn't ishaz Reuven and ishaz Shimon? Doesn't matter. Yibim is doche, the ishaz many achs. Just the same as Doche Ishus of one Ach. So here, it's not the mitzvah is Shimon that's Doche, and Levi steps into Shimon's shoes, or Matir. It's the mitzvah of Levi that's Matir. That's a subtle difference between the Rishash and the Rashi. It's very similar. Rashi saying, the fact that Levi has to do a mitzvah and step into Shimon's shoes means he can take over Shimon's heter. But the Rishash says, Levi has his own heter. Yibam is Matar Eishasach. It's a little funny. The only thing that's a little funny is that, so why is it Yibam Matar Eishasach of Me'imo? Say, Yibam is only Matar Eishasach of Me'aviv. That's a rule. Yibam is only Matar Eishasach of Me'aviv. She was previously Eishasach of Me'imo, and now falls from Eishasach of Me'aviv. It's not Matar. Say it's a special rule. Yibam is only Matar Eishasach of Me'aviv. The truth is, if you look in the room a little earlier in the parak, the Rishash gets into a... The Rishash is going to have to be Mechadish because you're going to tap him this way. Say, if Yibam was Matar Eishasach, so if someone used to be married, a girl used to be married to my maternal brother, and now she's married to my paternal brother and he dies, why can't Yibam be Doche Ol Eishasach? So the Rishash is saying, no, it's only Doche Eishasach Me'avivs, not Eishasach Me'imos. So they'll say, well, what if everyone was my full brother, both Me'achav and Me'imo, then why is it Doche Eishasach Me'imo? So Rishash is going to say, no. A brother who's a brother from the mother and the father is really a brother from the father. Nothing to do with a brother from the mother. That's going to be a dechak that I'll have to get into. If you want to know how to defend that dechak, look on the Rav and the Rishima Shira and Daf Yitzayim and Beis. But okay, that's for a shot. So we have three sheets here. What's the hetera? For Tosos, the hetera is that at the moment of Yivam, there was Chal Matar of Eishasach, and so I found their beheter after the Matar was Chal. For Rashi, no. The heter is that I can step into Shimon's shoes, and he already had a heter. What does it mean, bar mitzvah heter? For Rashi, where's the heter? No, the heter was already chal then for Shimon, and not for me. But did I step into Shimon's shoes? But I only if I'm born after I have potential to step into Shimon's shoes. I find her a potential heter because I know I might step into Shimon's shoes one day if I'm born before Shimon. Then it's too late because I'm born already and the Isser is chal on me before I can step into his shoes. And for the Rishash, the Tera is when Shimon dies, now that Shimon died, I have a mitzvah say, which is Matar Eishasach, and that's Baal Mitzvah Beheter. So for Tosfos, Mitzvah Beheter means after. The Matar was Chal. For Rashi and the Rishash, Mitzah Beheter means after potential
for Yibam, Esha Shimon was present. For Rashi it means Butzah Beheter after there's a potential step of the Shimon shoes. And for the Rashash it means Butzah Beheter after there is potential to have a mitzvah, a new chance of the mitzvah of Yibam, which would be Docha. There could be some nafkaminas between between these possibilities. I'll just throw out one idea. The derech. The derech, perhaps. The Yerushalmi has a strange question. What if someone's a grusha and then an almana? Do we say ba'al masad ahet? Other people think it's talking about Yisur. Kahuna is a very strange. Havamina, if a grusha then became an almana and then so a kohen was born, maybe you can marry her. The Orsameach, the Kudsh Zika says, no, that's not shah. The question is the following. What if Shimon did Yibam, divorced her, Levi was born, and then Shimon remarried her and died? That's an interesting question. Where are we? Let's see. What if, let's review the case. Reuven marries Rachel. Reuven dies. Shimon is miyabing Rachel. Shimon divorces Rachel, and then Shimon divorces her, and then he. And then he, let's just make all the grammar consistent.
You forgot to.
Yes, I did, luckily. I left room. Shimon dies. Would you call that Baal Mitzvah Beheter? What would Shimon allow the Yiba, allow Levi to marry her or not? Would you call that Baal Mitzvah Beheter or not? What would you think about this case? What would you think about this case? What would Rosh Shimon say? Is this Baal Mitzvah Beheter or not? So what do you think Tosos would say? According to Tosos, what's Baal Mitzvah Beheter mean? Yeah, so I think Tosos would say that he would say, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, he found her Beheter after the Chalos of L'Kachlo L'Isha removed the Isser Eishazach. He was Baal Mitzvah Beheter. But Rashi and the Rishash, what do you think Rashi and the Rishash would say? So according to them, what does Baal Mitzvah Beheter means? We already found potential to be miyabing for Shimon, right? And for Rashi, what does Baal Mitzvah Beheter? There's already potential. I'm born with potential to step into Shimon's shoes. Is Levi born with potential to step into Shimon's shoes? No, Shimon's not married to her, right? So I think Rashi would call it Mitzah Be'isser. No potential Chiyuv to take over for Shimon. He was born, Shimon wasn't married to her. Levi was born, there was no potential to step into Shimon's shoes here. That's Mitzah Be'isser. I'm sure Rashi would say it's Usser.
What if you have a case of two unmarried brothers, they're alive, one marries someone, and then the married one dies? Can't the first one be miyabim? I mean, is it the same case? It doesn't matter when they're...
No, because there wasn't...
Once they divorce her, everything's erased.
No, it's not. She's still Eishes Achav of Reuven.
even after Gershon, the Yibum that we said still sticks around is even after a get?
She's Ashes Rubin. She's Ashes Rubin forever. Every Arias stays forever. Only that's the whole sheet of Tosos. The sheet of Tosos that the Arias is Paka. But Rashi says it's not Paka. It's just Nitor to Shimon. And if Levi takes over for Shimon, he can take over. But he has to be born in a place where he can take over for his Heter. It's never Paka. That's the difference. Tosos says it means something's Paka. Rashi says it's not Paka. And I think for the Rashash as well. I think the Rashash would also call this Mitzah. Be'isser, because there's no potential, right? Chiyuv Yibum to be matter. Eishesach, he was born, and he was born. He was mitzah be'isser. He found it without any way to be matter Eishesach of Reuben. So once Eishesach of Reuben is chal on him, then it's too late to get out of it.
Shimon practically can marry her again, though. So does that make a difference?
Otherwise,
maybe Shimon turns into Shimon, he can
marry her. Yeah, but you can't say that that's good enough, because if that's good enough, then Nola Rechakach Yibin should be good enough. And we don't hold that, Rav Oshia. And even he had a different reason, right? So the Chura, you have to admit that the potential for Shimon to marry her is not good enough for Rashi and Rishas to only call itself a heter if you already, it's a bit of a Misa Mapeles, right? That anytime Shimon's married, that's already Levi knows he might be called upon to take over for Shimon. And of course, Rashi taking over for Shimon lets him use Shimon's heter. According to the Rishash, taking over from Shimon makes a new heter. It makes its own heter. But it's only called Bar Mitzvah heter if you find yourself in a position where you might have to take over for Shimon. If Shimon's divorced at the time, then l'chori that should not be called Mitzvah heter.
When he's Miyavim, where I understand that Reuven still sticks around. But when he's Megarish, you say whatever he's from Makom Reuven, the get in principle is being Megarish from Reuven and from Shimon.
I know, but Gershon is not Matar Eishesach. Gershon is not Matar any Arias. That doesn't help. You mean not being married isn't Matar Arias. You need something much bigger than that. So according to Tosos,
but it wipes it all out. But
now that divorce does not wipe anything out. If I marry a woman and divorce her, it does not wipe out any Yisurin Arias. Everyone's still considered Aishas each other. If I marry a girl and divorce her, we're still considered married to Asher all the Arias to each other. Right? The only thing that's going to be matter is for Achos Ishto Misa, and then that's not for the other Arias, or Xeris Akasov. So you have to find Xeris Akasov to be matter. That's the thing. Divorce is not enough. Ending the marriage is not enough. Even if you say, look, once Shimon was Miyabing, then Shimon took over the Ishus, the Ishus of Reuben is gone, etc. It's very nice the Ishus of Reuben is gone. That doesn't matter Arias. If the Ishus of the people is gone, their Arias still has her. If someone died 100 years ago, then his wife is still not allowed to marry his son because it's Arias. His wife is still not allowed to marry his maternal brother, etc., etc. Then the Arias stick around. Even so, the fact that the Ishus of Reuben is gone doesn't matter anything. You need a bigger power tool than that to be matter the Erva. So what is it? For Tosfos, it's Ulukach L'Isha. It's Xeris Agasov that at the moment of Yibum we're matter this Arias. Okay, Xeris Agasov. For Rashi, it's no. It's the matter of Yibum. Who's matter of Yibum? Shimon's matter of Yibum, Ishus Reuven. How does that help for Levi? Because Levi is stepping into Shimon's shoes. For the Rishash, it's the mitzvah of Yibum that's matter Arias. Whose mitzvah? Levi's mitzvah of Yabim Shimon. Whoever heard that my mitzvah of Yabim for Shimon could be matter Arias from someone else? Why? If one's the same kind of Arias, why not? What's the difference between one Ishus Nachmi Yavim and two Ishus Nachmi Yavim?
So then how can he remarry her?
Who?
How can Shimon remarry her? Because if it's not if the garrison is not matter Arias, it's now Loba Malkom Mitzvah, how can he be married?
Aha! So either you have to say, because of Xeris Agasov L'Kach L'Isha, right? Which, that's the Gemara said, right? L'Kach L'Isha, Malamich Shem Megarsha Begeta Machzira. See, that's Xeris Agasov. What's the nature of that Xeris Agasov? Obviously, I say Xeris Agasov, saying a certain matter for Shimon. Is it a matter B'Shas Tefila for Shimon? Is it a matter B'Shas Yibam for Shimon? That the Rambam thinks the matter B'Shas Nefila for Shimon. Tosus here sounds like the matter B'Shas Yibam for Shimon. That's the law by Yashali. But in Rambam, he needs a Xeris Akasov. And he has one.
Can you relate to that question? What if Levi is born after Shimon marries her again? But this time, the marriage of Shimon to the Yibam is not because of Yibam, it's just a Stam marriage.
But I think it should be fine either way. Because according to the Rishash, Levi still has a mitzvah beyond Mesha Shimon, that's go for everything. I think even for Rashi, Shimon still has his heter. Even though he's not doing the mitzvah marriage anymore, he still has the heter. Once Shimon got the heter, he got it forever, right? So once Shimon has the heter, then Levi should be able to take over. I mean, I could see a slight havmina otherwise, and this might depend on a different formulation or sameach, that maybe you could see, take Rashi in two ways. Here, I could complicate this into a million sub-formulations, which I'm a little reluctant to, but maybe you could take Rashi in two ways. You could say what Rashi means is not that Levi inherits Shimon's heter, but the Levi's really continuing Shimon's yibum. And Levi's really ba'olam of Reuven. Because now he snuck in to be ba'olam of Reuven and continue the yibum. Then, in your case, I think Levi would be usher. If that's how you end the Ur Sameach, does seem to hint at a little earlier in that piece, that possibility. So it's not min ha-nimna. That for Rashi means that Levi takes over the heter of Shimon. Levi actually takes over the mitzvahs yibum of Shimon. And Levi's doing two mitzvahs yibums at once now. Although technically the mitzvahs only be Rishona, right? Zera be Rishona atu. Zera be Rishona atu be Ashniya. We'll have one more block from that, but we mentioned it 100 times. So it's still a bit of a chiddush to say that Levi's not just taking over the persona of Shimon, the rights of Shimon, that actually taking over the yibum of Shimon. If you did take it that way, then an efshar, but that would be a chiddush. Yeah.
Maybe this is getting too much into Gittin, but is there anybody who could say that when one is Masek Rishasso, he reverts back to his initial kedushin?
Aha, so that is a very, very fascinating question. The simple shot is that no, that Masek Rishasso was starting again. But we do know, for example, that Masek Rishasso, you know, in some practical ways, we don't view Masek Rishasso as exciting. It's not called Simcha in Masek Rishasso. But that can be just more of a, you know, psychological thing. So the simple shot is that Machzor Rishasso isn't starting from scratch. It's not impossible. It would be a chiddush saying that Machzor Rishasso was really just, you know, erasing your get. Because she wasn't a shizesh in between, right? If she was a mezaneh in between, then she's not chayiv anything and not usher in anything.
No.
If she married someone in between, then it's also remarried. Or if she was not in between,
no.
It's not even also remarried.
If she was Magarish remarried and then he died, she still wouldn't be available. She still couldn't marry Cohen.
And she still can't marry Cohen, correct. So it would be a chiddush to say that. It would be a big chiddush. Yeah, I'm not willing to vouch for that. A similar... maybe we'll leave that nafgmina for now. Another nafgmina of what David was saying perhaps is I don't want to complicate it too much. I'll just end with an interesting discussion of the Karen Ora, which ties what we had, we're up to now, back to where we started the year. The Karen Ora and the Or Sameach both point out that there's a Mefurish Rishalmi, and this is Pashup Shad Rishalmi, that asked the following very fascinating question. Where do we have some...
let me take before we get rid of everything.
The Yerushalmi has a great question here. And this is Pshat and Yerushalmi. There's no two ways to interpret the Yerushalmi. Reuven is married to Rachel and to the maternal sister. Maternal half-sister of Levi. Levi's not born yet, but, you know, someone who's going to be from the same mother that Levi will be from. Right? Then, Reuven dies. Shimon is miyaben Rachel. Levi is born. What would Rav Shimon say in this case? Right? This is all according to Rav Shimon. We're in Rav Shimon Shita. What would Rav Shimon say in this case? Rav Shimon is not 100% sure. Not so clear whether it's in Bayua. What would Rav Shimon say in this case? Can Levi Rachel? What's the... Can Levi be miyavim Rachel? What's the issue here? That besides being Eshach Shalohi Balama to Levi, she's also Tsaras Erva to Levi. So, we're not sure. Question mark. Hey, buy it, can Levi be miyavim Rachel? The Karadora thinks that that maybe the Bavli does have an answer, but it seems to be an unanswered question. What would you say? What would you say logically? Can Levi miyam and Rachel or not? Rachel is Eshach Hayav Olamo and Saras Erva to him. So what do you think? What?
Saras Erva.
Saras Erva. Saras Erva, right? So that's it. Tough luck. And that's, so what's the Yibaya? What's wrong with Saras Erva? What's wrong with Saras Erva?
But they weren't so wrote.
Okay, but what's wrong with Saras Erva?
Maybe she's not a Tsara anymore.
So maybe she's not a Tsara at any time that Levi was around, perhaps. After all, she wasn't a Tsaras Erva when Levi was around. Okay, the truth is that's a not an unreasonable way of looking at things. Not that the Karen Erva looks at it. Let's take at least one way of looking at it, right? Not sure. Suffolk. Mutter or Usser. What are the two Tzadim? The way the Karen Erva reads the two Tzadim is Pashat. That Tsaras Erva is only Asura because of Eishes Av without the Matur of Yibam. What's wrong with Tsaras Erva? Tsaras Erva is really just the Matur of Yibam. Let's say even better. Tsaras Erva is just a Petur Yibam. Right, that's what we saw in Rashi, Tosas Rashi, and many others we showed in the beginning. Tsaras Erva is a Petur Yibam. So, Levi has a Petur Yibam from Reuven. Well, you know what? Levi is a Petur Yibam from Reuven anyways. They should have Shalai Balabo, right? Unless you can do David's chat, which is, I think, the way the Orson Math would analyze this. It's just a Petur Yibam, but it's no worse Hayab Olamo. What's Eishach Shalom Yibo Olamo? You have no mitzvahs even in Eishasach. But Isla had Teirah in some circumstance from Shimon to Mekel. So Tsaras Erva, there's no mitzvah even in Eishasach. The whole point of Shimon is that Eishasach is Isra Sheishla Teirah, and in some circumstances, when it's Baal Mitzvah Beheter, you can be Matur Eishasach. So the Keranor says that the Machlokas. The Machlokas is, sorry, that's the Tzad to say it's Matur in the Yishalmi. He says, very Pashin. Tsaras Erva is exactly the same as Eishach Shalom Hayav Olamo. It was my brother's wife, and I had no mitzvah of Yibam, so I'm stuck with the Eishasach. Okay, but according to Rav Shimon, once you're stuck with Eishasach, you can still be a Heter, as long as you're a Mitzvah of the Heter. Obviously, the people Mitzvah of the Isra, that's the Mishnah. Tsarasa, Tzav, Tzarasa, Tzarasa, Tzav, Ola. But if you're a Mitzvah of the Heter, Mitzvah of the Heter takes care of Eishasach. Right? No worse than Mitzvah of the Heter. Takes care of Eishasach. Okay, so what's the time to say is Usher, says the Koronora. We're members at the beginning of the year. Okay, simple as Potter. Is is a new iser erev on the tzara. A tzara of a mother-in-law gets a new iser as a tzara of a mother-in-law. It's not just eishes ach. Eishes ach. Shelo b'makom mitzvah. It's tzaras achoso. It's a new iser of, is a new iser erva of tzaras achoso. And therefore, tzaras achoso is an isura dilesle hetera. This is not an iser, it's just ach, which is iser dilesle hetera, and you can pull him a tzav and a heter from your shimon. This is tzaras achoso. This is a din of litzrar. Litzrar, that's not an iser de isle teir. We never found a heter for the iser of tzaras achoso. We never found a kachol isha about tzaras achoso. We never found the yibmas matr tzaras achoso. So therefore, there's nothing to talk about. So the earth, the Karanor ties us back to where we started. The year we started with the chakira of osur and tzar chamish, and also osur say and tzar osur say. And why is it tzar osur? Just because it takes the yibam away from the whole house, and once there's no mitzvah yibam, it's eishlach shalom makom mitzvah. Then it's the same as eishlach shalom. Every eishlach shalom alam is eishlach shalom makom mitzvah. It's the whole point. There's no, if not whole alam, there's no mitzvah. So it's the same boat. It's eishlach, but it's isher sheyesh lo hetera. So if you have mitzvah behetera, leave it to Rav Shimon, you can handle it. Or do we say, no, this is a new isher, like we saw in the Prima Gadim, not on the Shulchan Aruch, but the Priya on Yevamos. Right? Like we saw quoted the previous one. No, the Kari is here for Tzoras Achoso or Tzoras Achos Ishto. This is not just a Shtach. This is a new Chalos Isser Erva, like the Brisk Rav said that we mentioned. If so, the Karanor says in Pashat, there's a new Isser, and that's Ishtein Lahatera, then obviously you, Rav Shimon, can't pull any Shtek with that. That's one way of analyzing it. I admit the Ursameach, I think, analyzes it more along David's lines. If you said it's really just to make Levi Ba'olam roofing, well, he's still stuck with Tzoras Erva then. But if it's one of the other ways of being mater, then it would be mater. Or, we just suggested now, maybe it's a question of, you know, tsaris erva, is the iser of tsaris erva chal if you weren't there at the time. So it could be that the tzata aser is to say the iser of tsaris erva chal even if you weren't there at the time. The tzata to be mater, you could say no. If you weren't there at the time, then it's not relevant to you, and there's no tsaris erva. So many possible ways to interpret it. I just thought the Karen Ora was a particularly nice way of getting out of it. Okay, there's still a lot of Maseches Yevamos left to do for our Bein Hazman. We have another 100 blot to cover. So with Hatzlacha Rabba. But I think we'll have to stop here because the year is drawing to a close. And the Mir Toshem pick up in Elul with the beginning of Bamitziah. Everyone is going to be in the country. That's everyone here. Everyone's invited back. We're starting this month Dalet Elul. And we will send out a detailed calendar just so you'll have it in your email to remind you. Aaron will take care of that. Mir Toshem. And I hope to see you back again next year.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for participating.
Sorry we were late.
Yeah, you're okay.